Ghana's strong democracy and well-defined local governance system continue to attract and receive commendation from various quarters the world over. In view of this feat, a delegation from Togo is in the country to understudy the country's local governance system, electoral process and governance structures. The outcome will feed into Togo's drive towards building a structure for a local government system. We bring you Clara Mlalu's report.
For more than two decades, local elections in Togo have faced a number of challenges. This has been attributed to the slow pace of development within the localities. For now, the president's appointees, called inspectors, are in charge of the five administrative regions in the country, while a team of prefects and inspectors supervise the 30 prefectures. On the other hand, Ghana's decentralization system has made remarkable progress with an increase in women participation, allocation of more resources, and devolution of power. Since the first local elections in 1987 and the move to democratic rule in 1992, the country has stayed on course to conducting free and transparent elections as enshrined in the constitution. Its well-defined local governance system consists of metropolitan, municipal, district assemblies, sub-metro, zonal councils, and unit committees. There is also the regional coordinating council that oversees issues within the region. This decentralization structure, coupled with the right and respect of the voter, is what Togo is seeking to acquire. Payadowa Bukwesi is the Minister of Local Government for Togo. He gave a brief account of Togo's local elections.
Togo, les elections sont
conduites. In Togo, the elections are conducted by the political people. And at the end of every election, there is a fight. They have been following Ghana elections since then, and they know that there is difference. They also want to try what Ghanaians are doing and see whether it will work for them.
Local Government and Rural Development Minister Alhaji Collins Dauda also shared Ghana's story.
In Ghana, power derives from the grassroots. We think that developing the localities means developing the whole country. And that is the driving force for always trying to improve upon decentralization.
On the return to their country, members of the delegation are expected to finalize a decentralization policy and put in place structures to help Togo conduct its local elections in 2018. The team will be in Ghana for 3 days, and it is also expected to engage with the Electoral Commission on Ghana's election success story.